This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Everybody knows that the dice were loaded. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows
that. But that was the old war.
Everybody,
we've been losing for a long time. But now we're going to start winning. Hernandez coming up, and I'll finish with these four calls. Mankind, you're making some great points. Finish your point.
How it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just want everybody to continue to stay vigilant and stay peaceful, because as you see, by our nonviolent following in the ways of Martin Luther King or Gandhi and, of course, Jesus, these are the results that you get. That's how you change mankind. That's how you change the culture. Is through means like this. And yes, we have a difficult time ahead of us, but again, everybody that's listening to this show is prepared. And if you're listening to this for the first time, now's your time to be prepared for this. So, sky's the limit. Keep God close to your heart, folks.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Carla in Virginia. Carla, thanks for holding your own here.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
I'll make this real quick. There's one other issue we need to focus on. I think this border thing is horrendous, and it's just terrible. But this WHO thing coming up in May, we need to start pounding that again. Because if those amendments go through, we're done. It won't matter.
Well, for those that don't know, they've got the UN pandemic treaty to take over our nation, our healthcare, our bodies. And I would say done on paper, but we're not going to follow their orders. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. It's all a UN. People say the UN's not powerful. No, it is. The globalists set it up. Our country set it up. Our traders set it up to transfer power to it. So absolutely, we've got to stop the pandemic treaty.
It's got to be hit. This issue has to be hit just as hard as the border, because it's in tandem.
I totally agree.
These people coming across the border are going to be used against us if that treaty goes through.
Well, we're fighting it, and I hear you. I 100% agree. Thank you so much. George in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, so I was listening to the show today, and exciting time, like you said, to be alive. And, you know, it's good to see a little bit of unity in the states joining together, you know, especially when it's fueled by, you know, we the people, you know. And it's unfortunate, you know, your guest speaker today kind of broke it down on what they're actually seeing down there. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize the extent of the different dangers that we face, you know, with that crisis down there, you know. So I agree with you. I think, you know, in whatever way we could come together, it ain't even really about the messenger. It's just about the message. You know, the message is we need a border. We need sovereignty in our nation, you know, and the danger that it imposes to our nation, you know. So God bless Texas for leading the way, you know. And it's unfortunate that right next door in my state, you know, my governor here, Michelle Lujan Grisham, she's doing the exact opposite. You know, it's the border's wide open over here. Everybody's welcome. And, you know, she declined the National Guard down here. And, you know, unfortunately, it's an embarrassment to the nation. But God bless the other states for leading the way, you know.
Well, at least she's showing us who she is.
Absolutely. A lot of people are starting to wake up and, you know, see her tyrannical policies and things that she's trying to impose over here, you know, especially around the Second Amendment.
They're trying to take the guns, and she got rebuked on that. Great point, George. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to break. Got one more call. Michael in North Carolina, then Drew Hernandez takes over for the balance of the hour. We'll skip a couple of the breaks to get your time back. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, the War Room with Owen Stroyer coming up 3 p.m. Central today in 55 minutes, 22 seconds from now. And we've got live coverage of everything happening at InfoWars.com, Bandai Video, and Real Alex Jones on X. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thursday, January 25th, 2024. We're into hour number four, and the great Drew Hernandez is set to take over here in mere minutes. But I promise you get every call on the board. So, final caller, our tail gunner from North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
I'm
go
calling,
ahead.
To make this real short, I'm calling on our governor, North Carolina, Cooper. Regardless of party affiliation, to send the National Guard. If our state's attacked by illegals, once we dispose of them, we will be looking to hold him responsible. So I'm asking him to get off his hands and join the rest of the states and send the National Guard down to Texas.
What do you make of the 15 states when I started the show 3 hours ago. Now 19 states back in Texas. What do you think about that?
I think that's super. So, you know, I think your governor is doing the right thing. I'm behind him 100%.
Well, God bless you, brother. What else is on your mind?
I've got all your products. I've been a listener 18 years, first-time caller. Not telling people to get off their medication because it might not work for everybody, but I'm a recovering drug addict and I almost died from it, and God set me free from it, and I've been on your products, and I felt better than I ever felt in my life, and I got off all the medications they had me on, and it's truly blessed me, and it's helped me a lot. So your products are very good products.
Michael, thank you for taking that step to support us. Thank you. Look, we have millions of viewers a day, conservatively, 3-4 million. That's a low number. It's much higher, but let's say 4 million. Less than 1% of our byproducts. We could hire more reporters, have crew everywhere, be doing incredible stuff, but we need listeners to say, hey, I'm going to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm going to get a book. I'm going to get a film. I'm going to get water filtration. I'm going to get some supplements. They're all excellent. They all have great results, and you fund the operation. I want to thank the last caller for his support. I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our sponsors is DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad's company. He's a big sponsor of ours. A lot of the products aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com, are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. Like the original toothpaste, finally back after 3 years, not available, with the nano silver, with the iodine, with the tea tree, with everything, super blue silver toothpaste, a limited run, available at DrJonesNaturals.com. And dozens and dozens of other amazing products there at DrJonesNaturals.com. So don't just go there for the original Super Blue Nano Silver. Get the Rocket Rest and the Top Brain and the Kava Chill and all of the other great products at DrJonesNaturals.com. And again, all the other great products you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com, and signed and unsigned copies as fundraisers of my new book, The Great Awakening, or the last book, the Great Reset and the War for the World, and now in stock, now shipping, the Team Humanity t-shirts with the nuclear family. So instead of worshiping football, all these distractions, we talk about what God made as humans. It's a fundraiser shirt. I want everybody to get it. Please make the decision to fundraise for us and keep us on air and get the shirt. Team Humanity, two different versions, InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to skip this break coming up. Drew Hernandez takes over now.
All righty, Alex Jones. Thank you, guys. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Many thousands, millions of patriots getting behind the Lone Star State, Texas, leading the charge. And yes, I'm seeing all over X, I'm seeing all over the news. A lot of people are very skeptical as to what Governor Greg Abbott's intentions are. However, the movement itself should be able to trump and eclipse whatever those intentions may be. One thing I want to warn the InfoWarriors and patriots worldwide on when it comes to what's taking place with these current developments is take a look at the current trend that we've been seeing for the past 3 years. There's been an installed narrative of Trump supporters being right-wing MAGA Republican domestic terrorists, violent threats to democracy. And then post January 6th and that operation that sealed the deal for them to carry that narrative all the way into the end zone, touchdown score, and they're all doing their touchdown dances. That gave them the ability to seal a narrative where they could install that and sear that in the minds of the psyche of millions of not only Americans, but human beings worldwide through their propaganda and their fake news media channels, social media, you name it. So I think we've learned, and I understand how a lot of people are skeptical of politicians, as you should be, in their actions. But at the same time, it shouldn't discourage us from exercising our First Amendment to peacefully gather and protest and express our grievances against a federal government, let alone a rogue criminal authoritarian federal government. So I think the movement and I think the word for today is to be wise as serpents, as we are dealing in the future when it comes to mass gatherings, when it comes to mass protests. I never want to encourage Americans, or I'll say it differently. I never want to discourage Americans from exercising their First Amendment rights, because that is how we win. That is how America itself survives. That is how America itself, that is American culture. And so with the truck convoys that are upcoming in the next week that are going down to the different locations in the southern border, Yuma, Eagle Pass in Texas, et cetera, and California as well, we're seeing this all over X. A lot of people are saying, well, is this a Fed op? How many Feds are going to infiltrate this operation? And I understand how people are thinking this way. And you should be skeptical of mass movements in the United States, but you shouldn't be discouraged to participate, to exercise your First Amendment right. You should just be extremely wise and calculated and have your eyes wide open and be extremely watchful as to who you're getting involved with and as to who is around you and as to who really is trying to encourage acts of violence or who really is trying to encourage acts that could be used and weaponized. They did the same thing with the trucker convoy in Canada a couple of years ago, where they totally tried to weaponize that movement, paint them as Nazis and domestic terrorists and threats to everybody in Canada. And fast forward a few years later, and now it's all coming out to the public and the general public of Canada that, well, actually, they had, you know, they had rights to be able to freely express themselves and protest the government because they weren't violent in any way, shape or form. And so I think that is the future. And I think as we move forward as a movement, the Great Awakening is not only aware to deep state, is not only aware to the New World Order, is not only aware to their long-term operations, but understanding false flag events, not just from the perspective where you're watching Alex or you're watching Owen or Harrison, myself, or you name it on InfoWars, or your favorite based American, truly red-pilled and anti-globalist, you know, radio or TV show host that has the ability to break down these globalist, you know, operations that are carried out over years, but also having the ability to identify these things on the ground. And I think we kind of saw that in, you know, the operation with January 6th, where people on the ground weren't quite realizing just exactly what was happening. And we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to learn from what has happened in the past so we don't re-offend or we don't do those mistakes again as we move forward into the future. Because, listen, I'll tell you this thing, because people out there might be like, Drew, I think you're being a little paranoid. No, I think we have every right to be overly cautious about who exactly that we're dealing with. Okay. I mean, the most recent modern perfect example of deep state infiltration and operations is what happened with Carrie Lake and the leak of the audio tape and the Republican plant that was attempting to bribe her to stand down and not run for Senate and offer a large sum of money for her to just, you know, get out of the way for a couple years because she's too powerful. She's too influential. And they can't have that right now, especially in Arizona. And this is happening every single day. This has been happening for thousands of years. This is not just a problem in American politics. This is globalism. That's what that is. It's a satanic evil operation that approaches people and attempts to get them to stand down for a large sum of, even Alex has even talked about this. Like, I've done, you know, several interviews with Alex on various different shows, and a lot of us have had these encounters. I've had my own encounters where people try to get me to stand down and people try to get me to sacrifice my Christian beliefs and my Christian values, which is my reality, for the sake of a large paycheck, for the sake of, you know, having a connection to a large network of influential people in the media. And all you got to do is just really tone down speaking out for traditional biblical.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You think it would be fine to share food in the fridge? I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When these people get desperate, like, you start getting some 9/11 ops, okay? You start getting some, like, Pearl Harbor ops. You start, you know, Gulf of Tonkin ops. You start getting some serious operations where they are effective, and they do roll them out. And these people are masters at not only psychological operations, but they're masters of operations on the ground and manipulating and infiltrating political movements that are effective to turn public opinion against them, to make them look like they're the domestic terrorists, while at the same time they're importing the third world, and you literally have Islamic terrorists infiltrating this country every single day, but somehow the mainstream narrative is, well, no, those are the good guys. They just want a better life and live the American dream, even though we say that's white supremacist and racist and it needs to go away. But anyways, don't mind that. That's just doublespeak. No, you need to take a look at the MAGA Republican right-wing domestic terrorists. Doesn't matter. They're all white supremacists. Like when Drew Hernandez is brown. Doesn't matter. White supremacist. Well, you got a black guy that loves Trump and he's MAGA. It doesn't matter. He's a white supremacist because it's all ideology. So as they go forward in this mode of desperation, my warning and my encouragement and my advice right now to the movement. And who am I? You know, I'm just a voice in the wilderness, dude. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm just trying to give my advice because I care about America. I care about the info war. I care about the info warrior's family. I care about the future of myself and my children and my children's children. And I could clearly see how advanced and sophisticated these people really are, especially after January 6th, especially after 9/11, especially after these very sophisticated government operations that have been successful, by the way, have been carried out. We have to be on the lookout for what's next. And like I said, I do not want to discourage people from exercising their First Amendment right. However, what I will say is be very critical about just exactly your surroundings, eyes wide open, being able to identify on the ground when there's these anomalies of individuals attempting to get violent against police or individuals attempting to spark violence against other individuals or provocateurs. I've seen these people operate, guys. I covered the 2020 riots. I've been around undercover with Antifa, Black Lives Matter. I've heard how these people talk behind the scenes, and they've been trained and they know what they're doing. And this goes with provocateurs that I've seen show up at protesters, a protest that just stand around and wait for the right moment of some kind of conflict or a debate going on between two people, and they get in the way and they push someone into a police officer, and before you know it, an unlawful assembly is called. This is the kind of stuff I want to encourage people whenever you're out in the general public, especially gathering for these political purposes for the United States of America, which isn't political. It's just, this is reality for us, to be on the lookout for these type of operations. And here's why, okay? Here's why. And like Alex was saying earlier, which I totally agree with, is that I do think that they will launch some kind of false flag using these illegals. I refrain from calling them migrants because we don't even know who the hell these people are, guys. Okay, I have some serious connections with some of the Texas National Guard, some of the Border Patrol agents, guys literally on the Rio Grande River, okay, that text me every single day. Send me the numbers of the gotaways, the illegals that are coming in every single day. And anytime I talk with these guys, it's worse than the reported numbers. It doesn't mean that they're being deceptive about the numbers that they're reporting. It's just that those are the numbers that they could confirm. That's it. But they're way over, and they don't even know who they are. They have no idea who the hell these people are at all, at all. The only thing they got, the only thing they got down there is if an illegal comes in or attempts to come in that already has a prior record, that already has a prior record of offense or deportation. That's it. That's it. And we have entire generations of people that have never set their eyes on the United States of America. We have no idea who they are. That's why Trump came out so aggressively in 2016, said they're not sending their best. They're sending asylum. They're sending like literally people that belong in literal asylums. The psychotic, the rapists, the serial killers. Okay, so they already are. Take a look at the narrative. They already are weaponizing these people psychologically in the media by painting them as victims. And they've done this in Europe and in France and in Germany, where they are victims seeking a better life. And anybody that's attempting to speak out against their arrival or their occupation is simply xenophobic. And they go as far to say that's un-American. Because we are a melting pot and we believe in immigration because that's the United States. But they've psyoped people to even go along with that narrative because they're calling illegal, okay, mass replacement migration. They're calling that legal immigration. They use this terminology, by the way. The EU does this as well, by the way, and the United Nations, whenever they're addressing the issue of mass migration. So with all this said, it just... You know, analyzing this and watching the world and watching the direction of the deep state in my culture here in the United States of America, that's been totally weaponized against anyone that stands for America. It's inevitable. It's inevitable that some kind of operation is on the horizon, especially in the year 2024. Here's why. And this goes back to my point. Biden is useless, has no support. Kamala Harris is useless and retarded and has no support. Nobody takes them serious. They have to synthetically prop up audiences to cheer for them. They're so desperate that they're going to their 2022 midterm narrative where this election is about a woman's right to choose. That's not even like right now, the biggest two issues in the United States of America, a lot of exit polling in the caucuses in Iowa, the caucus in Iowa, and the New Hampshire primary, and many polls in the United States of America are all concluding two things, that the top issues are what? The economy and immigration. The economy and immigration. These are the top two issues in this election. So really think about it. This administration has nothing other than the false narrative that MAGA are right-wing extremist racist white supremacists that are a threat to our entire existence. So... to me, this is my opinion. I'm not calling for this. It only makes sense to me that there has to be some kind of event. There has to be some kind of event, some kind of false flag that is in correlation with that issue that they could use, they could harness, repackage, and weaponize against the entire movement. The indictments against Trump not working, okay? The indictments against Trump only made him more powerful, okay? Like, he's like literally Obi-Wan Kenobi. They struck him down God knows how many times, and he's just like, he's continuing on, and he's not stopping anytime soon, okay? The only thing that's going to stop Trump is, like, an assassination. I'm not calling for this. Or if they just straight up put him in, like, Gitmo or his age, okay? All of these attacks, since he came down the escalator in 2015, have only made him more powerful. We all know that. So as they get desperate, they're going to increase their efforts. They're very sophisticated. So I think the movement, eyes wide open, head on a swivel, man, because in their moments of desperation, they have to roll something out that's in correlation with what's going on with the top two issues in this nation. And they are the ones who have caused this. So these are masters of propaganda and operations weaponizing against humanity. So be on the lookout. I have a lot more to say about this. We have a break coming up, guys. So make sure, don't go anywhere. If you guys are watching on X, share the broadcast, fan.video, infowarsstore.com. Support the broadcast. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With Texas, the battle for American sovereignty. That's what this is about. This is why every state in the union needs to support what Texas is doing by leading the charge. Well, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to support me on my own Rumble channel. I host a show called Drew Hernandez Live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We get lit, late night lit, you know what I'm saying? Just go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. And also, yes, as Alex mentioned earlier, I will be going down to the formerly known southern border in Texas, not this weekend, but the next weekend, on behalf of InfoWars, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's only made possible by you guys. That's only made possible by you guys, the viewers, the listeners. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to continue to fund the InfoWar and fund projects like this where we could show not only the American people reality, but the world, the reality of what the New World Order is actually doing. So I want to encourage every single one of you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to purchase some of the great products. There are a lot of great sales going on right now. I want to encourage all of you guys to get into the fight. Support every single one of us here in the InfoWar. Do your part. We're thankful for those of you that have over the years and those of you that will and continue to support us here at InfoWarsStore.com. Band.video, share the links. All right, continuing with my thoughts, because this is kind of like a long, drawn-out thought. You know, listening to Alex the past, couple hours on this subject of Texas leading the charge, and I understand people don't trust Abbott, but I've been getting text messages from guys down on the Rio Grande, Border Patrol agents. Behind the scenes, they kind of feel the same way I've been hearing. But however, they do believe it's the right move. That's kind of like the inside stuff I can give you. I can't disclose who they are because got to protect their identities. But what I am hearing on the inside is that they do kind of think, obviously, this should have been done a lot earlier. But at least the right move was finally made. And like I said, I personally don't trust Abbott. But I think the move was right. Do I think that the move was a little too late? Absolutely. I think millions of people could have been prevented by a move like this early on. However, I will say this. I will say this, okay? There are several on-the-ground border reporters that are down there all the time. A lot of my friends. And that actually are in Mexico. I mean, you know, you guys have guys like Michael Yon, Ben Berquam, Oscar Blue, just to name a few, Jorge Ventura, Julio Rojas. There's, you know, the crew is always down there, you know, Bill Malusian with Fox. And what I'm hearing from a lot of the guys down there, from some of them, is that there are caravans on the way. Some of them have just left the southern border of Mexico. They're en route to the southern border of the United States right now, en route directly to Texas to this location. So what I'll say is this for the American people, and especially to the state of Texas, and those that may be skeptical of Greg Abbott, and I understand why Michael Yon is skeptical, because what I'm also hearing as well from Border Patrol on the ground is the illegals are now being spread out. This location, Shelby Park, they're being spread out to come in through different locations. But this stand is necessary. So I'll say this. I'll say this to give Abbott the benefit of the doubt. What I'll say is this. Let's see what happens when the next wave of caravans come. Because they're on the way, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what happens when the next wave of caravans come. Will the line be held? Will Governor Greg Abbott hold this line and continue to hold this line and defy this tyrannical, criminal, rogue federal government? It's because it's been kind of quiet. And there are more caravans en route on the way. What day will they touch down? We're not sure, but that's why we're going to go down next weekend to cover, especially what's going on with the convoy as well. But we will see how the state of Texas, and what I mean by the state of Texas is how Governor Greg Abbott will handle the next wave of illegals. I'm talking like a wave of like thousands. I'm talking about these massive caravans that are en route. And I think from there, we'll really see, okay? Because like I said, Governor Greg Abbott making the right decision, holding the line for Texas, defying a rogue federal criminal government by drawing that line, by obeying and defending the state with Constitution right out in front of you, that's the right move. But will that be upheld when the next wave of illegals comes? And then we'll really see how the federal government responds at that point. And that's kind of, I'm just being honest with you guys, that's what I'm watching. That's what I'm watching. However, yes, we need the public support. United States of America getting behind Texas, supporting Texas, standing behind the Constitution, defending ourselves from a rogue, tyrannical federal government. That is the right move. That is the right move, and that's where we need to be right now. So this brings me back to my point with what I think this rogue, criminal federal government is going to roll with in the future, because that's their track record. They need something, guys. They really need something. They don't have anything. There's no substance. There's no message accompanying the O'Biden campaign right now. Nothing other than, the power of women. They're going to know the power of women soon. It's your right to choose to slaughter and kill your baby in and outside of the womb. That's what we're going for in 2024 against Trump. I think that's the surface level. There's a reason why they've been demonizing Americans, especially fully accelerated that the past, I would say, 7 to 10 years. And there's a reason why they ran the J6 op. And there's a reason why they've been going with the MAGA Republican right-wing domestic terrorist, putting, you know, J6ers in gulags in D.C. and now going after people that were outside on the Capitol lawn. Okay, weaponizing the federal government against people that were there on the Capitol outside, on the Capitol lawn, on the grounds, hundreds of feet away. That could have just been sitting there chilling, smoking a cigarette, I don't know, eating a sandwich. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. It's like, these are acts, these are rogue criminal acts of serious desperation and paranoia. That's why they're getting this way, because they know they're losing. They're losing the grip of the minds of millions of people, not just in America, but worldwide. And as they get more desperate and as they get more paranoid, the sophistication of their operations is going to increase. And I think that's what we're going to have to face in 2024. So I just want to put that out there. I want to put that out there now for the movement, especially with this convoy coming out. I don't want to discourage people from peacefully protesting, because we need that. That's what they fear, by the way. That's why they have to infiltrate it. That's why they have to subvert it. That's why the feds have to get in and make it violent. Because they hate the First Amendment. Why do they hate it? Because it is peaceful. Why do they hate it? Because it shows that a truly democratic and a truly constitutional republic can function peacefully, respectfully, and maturely. That could happen. And they know that, and they hate that, and they fear that. That's why they have to get in with their plants, with their feds, and their infiltrators, and cause acts. They're like, really view it that way. I think that's the best way to put it. Whenever you guys are out on the ground, you're at a protest, you're at some kind of political gathering, no matter where you are, you see these strange anomalies of violence or fighting or some kind of confrontation with police officers. They may not necessarily be feds or sent by the federal government, but they very well may be an Antifa infiltrator or some kind of radical political communist agitator that will, you know, get arrested but get a pass. Like, that stuff is fully operational, especially now in 2024. Don't encourage people to be on the lookout for that, no matter where you're at, especially in America, because they need something, guys. They're in this mode of desperation where even their psychological lies through the media, that's not sticking. They need something kinetic. They need something tangible. They need something they could point to and see, that is what we were telling you guys about. That's undeniable, and that's why you need to turn your...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And this was mentioned by one of the callers earlier, and Alex, I think it's on Bandot Video where this guy is at the southern border, and to me it sounded like a threat to a journalist. Oh, you'll find out who I am. You'll know who I am. Yeah, you'll know who I am. I'm way better than just living off of benefits. You'll find out who I am. Okay, and you literally have illegals. You have Haitian illegals. I think it was in Boston. I'm pretty sure the crew could find this somewhere. I think it was in Boston. A Haitian illegal literally raped an autistic girl and then murdered her. And then elsewhere, you have illegals that are raping the mentally and physically disabled in this country. That's like, this is just like scratching the surface. And there will be no justice for them. That's part of the depopulation. Okay, there will be no arm of the law that will come in because, by the way, those two stories I just cited, those are two individuals that already had prior offenses. And the organizations within these respective states called for the deportation and the arrest of this individual, but was denied, and they stayed in the United States to reoffend again. See, that's by design, guys. And like, what's it really going to take, honestly? Like, what's it really going to take? And this is why it's so essential to get behind Texas right now. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. It really doesn't matter. You think these illegals, you think Klaus Schwab cares whether you're a Democrat or a Republican? Give me a break. You think someone like Bill Gates gives a damn whether you're a part of the DNC or whether you're a part of the GOP? You think these very powerful elites and these globalist psychopaths and sociopaths, you think people like John Kerry give a damn whether, you know, you identify as a conservative or a liberal? They don't care at all. All they care about is, are you going along with us or not? I don't care what jersey you got on. I just care about, where do you stand on this issue? Or do you, are you with us or are you against us? That's how simple it is. Like, quite literally what Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. The satanic globalist elite are the same way. You're either for them or you're against them. There really is no middle ground. That's why this whole uniparty, two-party system psyop is a problem, because it's confusing people and it's causing people to believe that the simulated reality of two sides of a functioning democratic constitutional republic are actually debating in the public town square. And that's why things change. And we may not always get what we want, but at least we're still functioning as a nation. And we have the ability to come to the table and debate ideas and progress one way or progress another way. But at least we're moving forward as Americans. That's not what America is right now. In case you haven't noticed, okay? Like, these people don't give a damn. They don't care what you identify as. They just want to know, are you with us or are you against us? You could claim to be a Christian, but what are you actually about? You could claim to be anything, but what are you actually about? And this is why people are so skeptical of Governor Greg Abbott. I get it with his WEF connections. I get it. I understand it. That makes sense to me. And I think we should be, because we as Americans have been so psyoped for so long, and part of the Great Awakening, I think, is going to accompany a level of discernment and skepticism with anyone that claims to be on your side. I get that. And I'm not going to shame anybody for thinking that, because that makes sense to me. Like, we've been lied to for so long. Anyone that, you know, steps to the table and claims to be, I'm on your side, I'm here, here I am, but their actions haven't been aligning with that for the past few years, but all of a sudden it does. Maybe because it's an election year. Maybe because it gives Abbott the appearance of being politically aligned with the front runner of the Republican Party, which is Donald J. Trump, which is on the trajectory in a free and fair scenario of winning the presidency and really dropping the hammer on illegal immigration with mass deportations. Maybe. 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 And maybe this will be a move for more support for Governor Greg Abbott for a re-election upcoming in a midterm scenario. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the man's motives. All I know is that this is the right move. And I'm talking to some Border Patrol agents behind the scenes that feel the exact same way. And I think right now this move needs to be supported. And right now acts of peace need to be where we need to be. And people can sit there and say, oh, you're cucking out, dude. Like, we just like, no, I think the move here, if we're strategically playing chess here, not checkers, is through peace, if we move the strong arm, if we move the abusive power of the feds through acts of peace, that really is going to send a message to the masses. Because nobody likes to see innocent people getting absolutely destroyed over nothing. And I think this move, we have an opportunity to do this right here with what's going on in Texas. So I do encourage people, if you get involved with any protests, especially in 2024, remain peaceful. Because right now we have a desperate, that's what they need that. That's the point here. This rogue criminal federal government, they need a spark of violence. And they will turn that into an absolute worldwide controlled wildfire. And I think strategically, if we gave that to them this year, it would hand them huge, huge media narrative power. Psychological operations would be carried out everywhere. It would give them more excuses to weaponize the feds and have public perception where it's received and accepted. You understand? Like, that's why when they went with the J6 trials and they went with the J6 political prosecution of those that have been sent to DC gulags, and they went with the operation to seek and arrest and convict anyone involved with all of this, I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that as they continue, that is what they need to do. And I think right now, if we give them another one, it's only going to make them more powerful. And I think an act of peace right now, which makes total sense to me, because it only shows, like, it forces their hand. It forces their hand of authoritarian power over an act of peace to where the viewer and the watcher can only conclude, well, the individuals that have an issue with simply protecting their own sovereignty, that warrants to aggressive force from the federal government? I think that's a huge red pill moment for people. I really do. I think that's really hard to argue with. And they're already trying to spin that narrative, by the way. That's why Democrats and Democrat congressmen, are already calling Beto O'Rourke, that Beto and Cuck, is already calling for Biden to come in and drop the hammer. Come in and drop the hammer. They literally want Biden to send the military. That's what they want. They want Biden to send the military, okay, to seize control of the Texas National Guard, to seize control, all right, of the autonomy of the state of Texas. That's what they want. Am I saying just let them do that to us? What I'm saying is let the optic be shown that that's how far they're willing to take it, and then watch the public support really get on board with the United States of America. And like I said, don't get it twisted. I'm all for self-defense. We oppose tyranny at all costs. But I think if we play this smart, if we allow them to play their hand of continuing to show how far they're really willing to go with their authoritarian, full-blown Big Brother government overreach, I think that's why you're seeing so many governors. I don't know who. It's probably over 25 states since I've been talking that have all been getting on board supporting Texas for what? Supporting Texas for their own state autonomy, their own sovereignty as a state. And this is what I want people to understand. If you're a normie out there, maybe you just, you know, you came in on X, or maybe you did find Infowars.com, Bandoff Video. Who knows? Maybe someone shared a link with you. Like, really think about this. To all your normie friends out there, maybe clip this and send it to them. Like, just because you don't live in Texas, or just because you don't live in Arizona or California, New Mexico, you name it, doesn't mean you're not a border state, or even the northern border states in the United States of America. We are all border states. Like, that's how America really has to start thinking. I mean, look how much this is really affecting every single one of us. These people are being sent everywhere. To Boston, they're being sent to the inner cities, to the inner states of the United States of America, spreading fentanyl. They're murdering Americans. They're raping autistic girls and then murdering them. They're raping the mentally disabled and the physically disabled. How bad does this really have to get? I think that's the question. Shouldn't this just be prevented? Shouldn't this just be stopped? Shouldn't we just cut the root of the problem? Shouldn't we just cut the head of the dragon and just stop it immediately? Like, does it really have to get that bad to where your family gets hit? Because it will. There's no running away from this. Just ask the blacks in Chicago that are all pissed off. If there's anyone that knows the reality of replacement migration, I'll tell you who knows. Let's go have a conversation with the blacks in Chicago. They know damn well this is real. All right, guys, we got Owen Schroyer, and the War Room is coming up next after the break. Do not go anywhere. My name is Drew Hernandez. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. I'll see you guys on the next one.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.